How often do you see ESR1 mutations at initial diagnosis, localized disease, first diagnosis of Mets, and later on? And how much of a correlation is there with, benefit? Do you see responses with AIs or tamoxifen?
So in the primary setting, they're very rare. Usually they develop over time, mostly with AI use. And so when you look at the metastatic setting, they're a little bit more common. And that's where the studies have shown that fulvestrant works better than anastrozole, which kind of makes sense since a lot of these patients have already been exposed to anastrozole and have developed those mutations on anastrozole. So now when you look at CDK4/6 inhibitors, the studies have shown that it's pretty equivalent, the benefit, whether the patient has or doesn't have an ESR1 mutation. But really where the issue is going to be on what endocrine backbone to give to patients if they have an ESR1 mutation.
And in terms of this particular agent, I know it's, actually a trial in progress, but I guess the obvious question is, have you seen responses in people who progressed on fulvestrant?
We have. So there was some data that was presented at San Antonio and ASCO, and the full data set will be presented at San Antonio this year. And as you'll see in that data set as well, there's several patients that have been on fulvestrant. Several patients that have been on CDK4/6 inhibitors progressed on both agents and then went on to RAD 1901 and had a good response.